SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, we focus on the parish of Westmoreland and the two developments taking place in the area. And later we have our glimpses of Jamaica feature. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Plans are far advanced for the extensive refurbishing of the male ward of the Westmoreland Infirmary located in the capital, Savannah Lamar. This was announced by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott after a tour of sections of the parish. Minister Arscott says the project is part of plans by the ministry to enhance healthcare delivery and overall comfort of inmates at the facility.
The situation is that the existing facilities have deteriorated. They are more than 100 years old, and we are proposing to knock the structure down to erect a more modern facility. We are now tying up arrangements with Chase Fund to partner with us in terms of the construction of the facility.
The matron's quarter will be given special attention. Meanwhile, a new building is to be constructed to house the Westmoreland Parish Council. $35 million has been secured to begin construction in short order. The construction is in keeping with the local government reform program.
Permanent secretaries and heads of departments and ministries, departments and agencies of government, have you submitted your nominations for the 2014 Civil Servant of the Year Award? If not, time is running out as nomination closes Friday, August 29. Submit nomination information to Erica Barnes Civil Service Week Steering Committee at the Ministry of Finance and Planning Public Service Establishment Division 30 National Hero Circle, Kingston 4. For more information, call 932-5380 or email erica.barnes@mof.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is the roadmap for making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Gabardine was around in the 70s. Them time there, gabardine was the type of material they say the in thing at them time there. If you know where gabardine is, I cannot say nothing. So remember them time there when the singer, I don't remember the name of the singer, but he make this song and say, Harleen, I must dream in a dream. You shouldn't sell me gabardine. But wash it at the stream. You understand? So then time there, you know. Gabardine used so around the place in the 70s, and just like oh, you gotta have no, you gotta have, you gotta say, properly know where them used to make school uniform or so. You understand? Valda Brown, Langville Park.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Prince Moore. Until we do this again, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.